So from a book, maybe online, just observing others, there are so many ways that you and I can teach ourselves how to do something. YouTube's a good example of how you can just learn how to do something simply by watching how others have done it themselves. And this week, we've been talking about things that we've learnt to do ourselves. So it's about time, I think, we took a closer look at the meaning behind self-teaching. And there is a name for it. It's called autodidacticism. Now, someone who knows more about this than anyone else is Ralph Dumain, who runs the Autodidact Project. I caught up with him earlier on Skype from his home in America.
It's not just a question of whether one learns everything by oneself. An autodidact or a person who thinks like an autodidact or is concerned with this could be a person that has degrees all the way up to PhD in an academic position. It's really a question of a person's orientation towards the whole universe of knowledge and the ability to situate oneself in one's world. I do have a fair amount of formal education. I'm not a PhD. I don't have an academic position. Some of the people that write to me do. Some of them are total autodidacts. Maybe they've just been to high school or never went to college. It's something that preoccupied me in one way my whole life because of my own life experience. And when I decided I was going to learn how to make web pages and do HTML and so forth, I decided, well, this is what I'm going to start out with. And I defined my project not just in terms of practical resources, how do you learn how to repair an automobile or how do you learn calculus, but the larger question of what is your place in the world? What kind of tools do you need to understand your society, yourself, dealing with gaps in knowledge, gaps in understanding? And it deals with the fundamental questions of the trade-offs between being part of an institution and being independent.
How does it change a person, do you think, once you start doing this kind of thing?
What changes people is being conscious of who they are and what institutions are like, developing yourself as an individual. You can't just be independent in the sense of cut yourself off from the entire world of human knowledge and institutions. You won't know anything. You'll be totally helpless. On the other hand, if you are totally absorbed in institutional structures, it may be that you don't know who you are other than the people that you've networked with or the people that have socialized you. There's no one method that you can follow to have the one correct interpretation of literature or of a political situation that you're in, the nature of human behavior. There's a lot of claims to expertise, and you may have to figure out where you stand in the midst of this. And sometimes the institutions that we have in various societies enable you in certain ways and limit you in others. Asking fundamental questions, that's what changes you.
Is it inbuilt into our DNA, perhaps, why some people become autodidacts and others don't?
There's a tendency that probably comes from early childhood, and whether or not you go the autodidactic route or whether you go through a standard education till you become a PhD or get a doctorate, there are people, of course, who've got very good educations, but then they turned against the societies in which they were educated and think in a very different way. In the history of Britain, for example, you have many people who were the beneficiaries of colonial education. They absorbed everything that the British classical education had to offer, and then they became revolutionaries, like C.L.R. James in Trinidad, for example. He said that he became a Marxist because he read Shakespeare, Thackeray, and he played cricket.
Most of the people I've met this week on the program who have been self-teachers have said the one thing they feel a desire to do and they enjoy is passing on the knowledge that they've learnt.
That's interesting. I get a lot of inquiries from emails from enthusiastic people who have visited my site. It could be they're interested in the whole project or there's one specific area or something. And I think that they can become enthusiastic. There's the Autodidactic Press in Wasilla, Alaska, which is where Sarah Pala comes from. I've got a friend out in Seattle who's a poor individual, but nonetheless, he's involved in giving lectures and involved in philosophical debates. And we talk on the phone for hours at a time. So often I get inquiries from other people who have the same type of orientation. And indeed, I think that many people involved in this, they do want to change their society as they've changed themselves.